Well, this time we got a couple of ladies joining us from the Fond du Lac County United Way, Executive Director Amber Killowey, and also Jeanette Morales, who is the Drug-Free Communities Community Impact Coordinator. And ladies, thank you for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you so much for having us this morning, Bob. It's a pleasure to be on with you on this sunny Wednesday.
Yeah, thank you for inviting us.
It's deceiving, though, because it's going to be a little bit cooler than it was yesterday, but it'll be a pleasant day. So,
absolutely. We'll take it.
Amber, do you want to start? It's been a while since we've talked with you, so.
Yeah, well, why don't I do a little bit of an intro and history about, why we're here today talking to you about drug take back, and then I'll kick it over to Jeanette for all the details about what's happening at the senior center here in Fond du Lac on Friday. So we made a decision about a year ago in March that we were going to invest in drug-free communities and really rally around an organizational direction, Bob, that we then embrace drug-free communities and the coalition. The drug-free communities was a longtime funded program partner of United Way. We had sat on the coalition, participated. Actually, my days with drug-free communities go way back to when I was an intern, in fact, with Ellen Sorensen and Joyce Gao and Janet Kazmierik, Marion Sheridan, some of those familiar names. So I have a passion for drug-free communities, and our board just really saw the opportunity when drug-free communities needed that fiscal agent and organizational backbone to take it on. So fast forward to then bringing Jeanette on, we knew we needed to add that capacity to our organization, but we also knew we needed to start small. We needed to work within the resources and the bandwidth that we had. So what we decided to do was bring on a full-time role, but then split them with United Way. So as you had mentioned in your intro, Jeanette is our community impact coordinator. So she helped turn point on Ride United and United Way 211 and some of the other community coalition work that we're a part of, but also a drug-free communities coordinator. We then said, how are we going to fund this position? How do we really activate the work? And what came to our attention was an opportunity to write for a grant through the CDC, a Youth Alliance grant that we ultimately submitted, Bob, last Wednesday to the federal government. So we need like a collective county finger crossed moment here. The impact, Bob, over 5 years, it's a 5-year opportunity, will be about $1.25 million. We're required to come up with 100% match for this. So it's about a $250,000 impact, on average per year. So we're thrilled to be able to say that we were able to submit that grant. We worked with a grant writer and did a really phenomenal grant. And I just want to applaud the entire community for putting all that effort into it. In the meantime, the coalition work, thank goodness for our Fond du Lac County Public Health Department and continuing the work of the Community Health Improvement Plan. As you may know, as a result of that plan and the work and the input of the county, really, drug and alcohol, substance abuse and misuse came out of that. So that work has continued, Bob, but now we've got some coordination around those efforts.
Okay, so next up, we have Jeanette, who's going to talk about, now the term is pop-up RX drug take-back. It's interesting that they use the term pop-up, but drug take-back day is actually Saturday, but this is on Friday?
Yes, we are going to be, this is this Friday, the 26th. And it's going to be at the Senior Center here in Fond du Lac. So the address is 151 East 1st Street. And the event goes from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. So the purpose of this is to take back any unused medication from our community members. So if anybody has an medication that's expired or, they're no longer using, this event is to return your medications that way the police department safely disposes of it. And it's not just pills that can be dropped off. You can also do creams, ointments, inhalers, non-personal aerosol sprays. Pet medications are accepted as well. Any liquids do have to be in their original container. And we will also be collecting vape pens and e-cigarette devices. So those all can be brought to the senior center this Friday. And I do want to go over some of the items that are not accepted. So these would be like sharps, so needles, syringes, hazardous or chemical waste, any mercury thermometers, any electronic glucose monitors, non-medical inhalers, any commercial business or long-term care deposits, and aerosol cans. Those are not accepted. But like I said, it's this Friday from 10:30 to 12:30 at the Senior Center. If you can't make it, you can always look up our Facebook page, which is Drug Free Communities of FDL. And we do have a list of permanent drug boxes there throughout the county.
Let me ask you a little bit about vape pens and e-cigarette devices. If I remember correctly, they're actually considered toxic and you're not supposed to put them into your garbage, which ends up in a landfill. Is that right?
Yes. So that is one of the reasons why we are collecting those as well, to safely dispose of them.
Okay. Now, as for the other collection sites, I actually have a list in front of me.
Yeah, thanks for mentioning that, Bob. I was going to say Ripon has one, right?
Right. And it's at the police station. Most of the police stations in Fond du Lac County have a drug drop box or an opportunity to do that. Some of the other locations are at SSM Health Hospitals in Ripon, Fond du Lac, and Waupun, Walgreens on North Main Street in Fond du Lac, Walmart in Fond du Lac, and Hyatt Pharmacy in Campbellsport. And I think that's your list, right? So
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But again, it's all about safely disposing of these drugs, right?
Yeah, it's safely disposing of them so they don't go into the environment. And, you know, like they can sometimes go and make it into our water systems. So we want to prevent that from getting into our water systems, because when we recycle or clean the water, what we use doesn't always deactivate those drugs or the medication. So this is the same way.
Go ahead.
I was just going to mention as well that Jeanette and I, as we were talking, you know, on various stations and talking to community stakeholders, we also, thanks to some grant dollars, have DoTerra deactivation kits. So it's basically like a portable drug drop, if you think of it. Like, so if folks are not able to get to one of those sites, they should reach out to us. They can call our office, 920-921-7010, and we can get them one of those kits. Okay. We'll also have those available with us on Friday. So if you bring your meds in, we're happy to give you some of those kits. And I can't think of it right now, but you can put an enormous amount of meds or patches or drops into those little kits, Bob. And they're kind of like the size of an envelope. I mean, think of that size. They're not gigantic, but it has a charcoal based, you know, it's highly engineered, you know, very sophisticated system there. But it basically deactivates those so you can safely dump those out. And really, most importantly, you know, thinking of the grant that we just wrote, we really want to make sure that kiddos and, you know, young people, teens, just don't have access to those meds if they're not being used. If you're not using them, get rid of them, because even though you know, they may be older, they still have the ability to you know, get into the hands of folks that shouldn't be using them. That don't we don't want to put any type of, you know, temptation, and they can still obviously be hazardous even in an older stage.
All right, it's just so people understand, you are not accepting sharps.
No, we are not.
Okay.
That
would be something that maybe you could contact SSM Health and they can tell you how to safely dispose of them. So,
yeah, that would be the better option. And then there is, so we do have this information on our Facebook page. Again, that's Drug Free Communities of FDL. So if you want to, if anybody wants to look for that information on the, Drug Take Back Day, the location, address, time, that's all on there, along with the permanent drug box locations.
Right.
And I would also, I'd also just like to thank really quickly, Bob, our obviously the Fond du Lac Senior Center for being our amazing host, the Fond du Lac Police Department, Drug Free Communities Coalition, the Health Department. Anybody I missed, Jeanette?
No, I think you covered them all.
And again, thank you, Bob, for helping us get the word out and rip it again. Even though this is being held at the Fond du Lac Senior Center, this is absolutely open to any county residents.
Right. But we also mentioned those permanent drug drop box locations. Uh-huh. So,
yes.
And if you're dropping off drugs at the senior center on Friday, if you like, and you got some old glasses, they also are, they collect those for the Lions Club.
Good plug, Bob. Yeah. We get that call every so often. So I know they're listed as that's listed for the Lions Club as a 211 connection for a resource, but thanks for reminding us.
Yeah, they turn around and recycle them. So, you know, waste not, want not. So
there you go.
All right. Anything either one of you still would like to make a point about before we say so long?
Well, I would like to say, Bob, again, this coalition, you know, this effort is done twice a year, again, in partnership with our law enforcement partners and professionals. I'd like to just give a plug that if anybody is listening from the Ripon area, we would love to have you connect with Jeanette, our new drug-free community coordinator, to learn more about how we can continue to support the county, but certainly in Ripon, what we can do as a coalition and just really making sure it's right-sized. Maybe there's something that's not happening. Maybe it's school-based, community-based, you know, education, awareness. We'd like to hear from Ripon partners, so please don't hesitate to reach out to us.
Jeanette, any points you'd like to make?
Yeah, I mean, I do like what Amber said. So, yes, if anything that we can do to help out our Ripon community as well. My contact information is on our Facebook page as well. So you can, it has my phone, my direct phone number, and my email address. I don't remember my phone number off the top of my head, but my email address is jmorales@fdlunitedway.com. So reach out and we can connect and maybe come up with an idea to do something in our for our Ripon community.
Absolutely.
Ladies, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Bob.
That is Amber Killowee of the Fond du Lac County United Way and Jeanette Morales, who also works for the United Way and is Drug Free Communities Community Impact Coordinator, talking about a drug drop-off event at the Senior Center in Fond du Lac Friday. Hours for that are 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m.